Hello, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Axiom Church podcast. We like to say that we are pioneers participating in the restoration of people and places through Jesus Christ and his kingdom. Hopefully you enjoy this sermon or midweek discussion you're about to hear, and we just hope that you'll engage us and ask questions and dialogue, because we're all on the journey together.
All right. Hey, so this week we were kind of thinking it would be cool to maybe just take a minute and sort of just check in on all the things that is Axiom, the places we've got our sort of heads and hearts in.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a lot of different things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's both a lot of things happening, but then also we've been on this journey of simplifying this year. So I think even in the simplification, there's still a lot going on.
Yeah. And I would say, like, I think there's like, it's, I wouldn't say our calendar's like jam packed or anything. I think we've been wise to slow down the calendar. Mm-hmm. But as we empower, as the body is sort of empowered as it is, things happen. Right. Yeah. And so I wouldn't even say it's like so much that there's a lot of things that we're doing as much as is that there's just a lot of fruit. You know?
Yeah.
And like, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Where would you start with?
Shoot. Did you get that email from Howard?
About the Mexico trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Mexico, man. They had a journey.
I can't wait to hear the details.
Yeah. Well, this Sunday, we're going to have them talk a little bit about it, but just preview. Like,
it seemed like a classic mission trip experience, which is where everything goes wrong.
Yeah,
every step of the way.
Oh, man, they had some events. Let's just put it that way.
I feel like that's what mission trips are actually for. They're more about teaching you how to deal with conflict and situations in third world countries.
Yeah,
or not even third world countries, but just in places you're not used to.
Places you're not used to. Yeah, I agree. And sometimes I feel like even Sunday service can be a bit like that, right? Like when things happen, right? And people are going through stuff. I mean, even this Sunday, not to jump ship on the Mexico thing, but like this Sunday, I thought like really exciting stuff taking place as people were engaging with each other. But you could also feel the pain and the hardship of it all too, right? So mm-hmm. It's sort of all messy, but all good at the same time. That's really... one of the areas where I guess if I was sort of reflecting, I've been excited to see people not just be stretched, because I think like we're intentionally leading people to a place where they have the opportunity to be stretched. But more exciting is that than the opportunity being presented is people taking that and going for it.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think for us that are helping put these, you know, help form these experiences with Jesus, it's easy to get caught up in the pressure of, oh man, everybody has to have this crazy experience in order to gauge if that's successful or not. But really, I mean, it's just making the invitation.
Yeah. And I think about that, like, we have that pressure sometimes and we have to sort of put it aside, right? Mm-hmm. But outside of us, like the average person coming, like, what do you think the pressures are that they're like, they're processing? Like, do they feel like, oh, I've got to somehow, God's got to show up? Or is it more of like, no, people are just seeking to be with people, or, you know?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the gathering, is you're bringing a bunch of people together that are all in different places and probably have different motives for even being there. Like, and not that there's a bad motive, you know, but more so just like some motive might just be just connection with other people. Another motive might be just feeling distant from God and thinking that this is a space they can work that out more. And there's all kinds of different reasons. That's where the gathering to me is special, because we create the space and make the invitation to just meet Jesus there.
Yeah, I love that. Just talking to a guy this morning, again, like, it's not about, you know, what we believe. It's who we believe. It's not about, you know, how you got here. It's who you're here with. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's like the opportunity really is that regardless of whatever the externals are, that at the center of this piece here at Axiom is an invitation to hang out with Christ. And I think that's been part of what I'm celebrating is that people are catching that.
Yeah.
And like they're experiencing, it's really exciting because I mean, as a pastor, like we get trapped in all the trappings of ministry and et cetera and whatever. And we're, you know, for a long time, I feel like I've sort of strived, if you will, to try and make this happen or whatever. But it's like, no, like, just the Spirit's doing it, and yeah. It's fun to finally like, just be a witness to that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I'm so glad that our guiding compass is just Christ Himself and practicing His ways. Like, if we let that be the guiding compass for everything that we do, is just how is this shaping us in practicing the ways of Jesus? Like, both practically, but also in relationship with Him, you know?
Yeah. And I think the way that we've been able to do that best is by just letting really Sundays just be what they are and not try to make it a hype thing or like a emotive thing or even like a forced rhythm or practice. Like even, I mean, the order of our service even, I mean, it feels a lot looser and just like, hey, here's where we're heading. I hope we get there.
Yeah.
You know? And it just kind of happens.
Yeah, I think, you know, for both of us have been sensing a permission, I guess, to create space, especially in the gathering experience on a Sunday, because it's like, I think often you can feel this pull to cram as much in as you can, and I think it's been really freeing and really just life-giving to kind of put that pull aside and actually feel the permission to do less and to even in our worship, it's like, I want breathing room. I don't want to feel like we have to cram all these songs in. And like, I don't think more songs equals a richer worship experience. I think it's actually just creating space for the Spirit, which sometimes might look like doing less music, but having more room for the music and more room around it and more room for contemplation and silence and those other practices that are equally shaping.
Yeah, totally agree. It's there's a permission to hope for Sundays.
like that's where we're at.
I mean, earlier this week, you were confessing, I hope it's okay that I'm now confessing for you, that sometimes Sunday can be, you know, a bit of a challenge or like a, like, man, like, why can't this just be, you know, normal and, you know, or whatever? And I feel like there's good reason to be hopeful for not just the sacredness of it, but just the humanness.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I think if my personality in general is always has this tension with the Sunday experience, which I think is a healthy tension, because it's kind of that always circling back around and questioning, is what we're doing genuine? Mm-hmm. Are we doing things for the right reason? Is there actual intention behind it? Or are we just doing something because somewhere along the way we felt like that's just what you're supposed to do? And I think us always having the freedom to kind of question that and that's why it has been it's been affirming to say, yeah, this the Sunday gathering is good. Being together is good and something beautiful happens when we do it. So that's why it's important. That's why it's been happening for thousands of years.
Totally. And I can just imagine even our body is probably you guys as you're listening right now, you're thinking about some of the things that like you question or you wrestle with, and I guess like what I'm hearing is that's okay. But instead of maybe letting that lead to a place of like, ew, well, I just don't want anything to do with it, let it lead to a place of possibility. Let it lead to a place of curiosity.
Absolutely.
To a place of like, what could it be? And, you know?
Well, there's so much there, you know, that's happening in our community. There's people that come on Sundays that aren't sure if they even want to be there, or if this is the way that you're supposed to do it. But yeah. That's okay. They're there. And like, that to me is the beautiful. If you can hang in that space of tension.
Yeah. Those of you that hate it but are coming, you're the best.
Yeah, you are.
Just like,
seriously, like,
bring that.
Rather than
bring the hate. It's okay.
Well, it's a tendency in us all to just indulge every impulse of discomfort or disappointment or tension, rather than actually be in that tension and wrestle with why is there tension here? Like, what is it about Sunday, about a Sunday gathering experience that is uncomfortable, or that, like, those are probably, there's probably some genuine good
like
things in there.
Like, hey, if that's you, raise your hand.
Yeah. Like that. Or like, you know, like I was talking to someone this week, just confessing, like, they just don't want to be fake. Like, and they feel like in a lot of the church culture and even at Axiom, not that anybody says this or puts this out there, but there's, for some reason, there's this feeling like I have to just have it all together. I have to have these kind of surface level conversations, where I think if everybody in our community was honest, they don't want that. They want something deeper. They want to go deeper with each other. But there's layers, there's yeah. fears. There's,
and I also think, like, we'll always be disappointed if we put all the eggs in the Sunday basket, right? And that's evidence of the Spirit in you. The fact that you are disappointed by that, because it's, because the Spirit wouldn't be satisfied with that, you know.
And that's why Sunday can never be the thing.
Yeah,
you know? It's a part of this rhythm of life that we're in with as a community, but
yeah.
but it's not the thing, and that's gets back to why we've thinned out the calendar so that we can actually be together more. Because the hope is that we're just naturally
yeah.
in each other's lives, experiencing life and community together.
Yeah, doing lunch on Sundays yeah. or midweek, or hanging out, families together, all of it.
Seeing communities.
I was just talking to somebody, they're doing walks together in the morning. I was like, yeah, that's fantastic.
That's what I'd far rather see
yeah.
than have a bunch of guided programs where it's like, be here at this time so yeah. we can do this together. Rather, no, like,
yeah.
I think if it's happening, if the Spirit's moving organically, people are just spending life together.
Which, like, you know, fortunately we don't have, like, I'm trying to think, like, we don't even have any of those really that
no, we've been really good about.
I mean, we have like, open space, yeah. like holy yoga and things like that, but they're just super like, hey, there's no expectation. It's really, this is for you, like, if you yeah. want it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so I got an email today from the Creative Collective, which is kind of cool. I was super yeah. digging on what you guys are kind of reflecting through and reading together and some of the stuff that you're aiming at. Like, I'd love to just give our community a snapshot of, like, some of the things you guys are starting to think about.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the Creatives Collective, it's really just a space for anyone, because what we really try to get at in our gatherings is to bring out the creativity in everyone, because everybody is a creative and has the potential to be creative. So. But really, yeah, we invite those who want to kind of dive into that conversation. We get together the second Tuesday of every month, and we just talk about, usually we start with something that's a little thought-provoking, or we'll get the wheels spinning for some kind of conversation. This week we were, we just dove into a little section of this book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, where she really merges this idea of that creativity and spirituality are kind of one and the same, and they're tied together. And led to a really beautiful conversation.
Yeah.
And then from there, we just talk about the various projects we have going and the things looking forward to.
So you guys were kind of already maybe poking at Advent a little bit.
Yep.
We're
getting
cool.
ahead of the game a little bit and starting to plan for the next Resonance, which is a, that's a, you know, a seasonal event that we do at Axiom that dives into a deeper expression of contemplative worship and prayer.
Yeah, that's where you get woke.
Yeah, I'm really excited to work on that. And then
my favorite thing about it is I've not been able to hear one person describe what it is well. And I think that's the best attribute of Resonant, because it really is an experience, and there's very little like tangibles to hold on to and say, this is what it is, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's always a good sign of experiencing,
because like I want to say it's worship, but like we don't really do yeah, that like as
there's
much
some
of
music yeah, there's yeah, some sometimes a lot of it's become less and less music yeah. You know, not focused, but just as music in it, there's other lots of other elements,
yeah,
lots of silence, lots of there's different stations with yeah. readings.
I just had a thought. We should have done a Halloween Resonant and opened up to the public.
Haunted
like,
house.
Yeah, haunted house style Resonant. Like meet with the dead saints and like, you know, like I don't know.
I'm going to write that down for next year.
All right, perfect.
That'd be yeah, good. So we're going to, you know, I guess we can announce it now. The next Resonant is December 1st, which is the first Sunday of Advent. It'll be an Sunday evening Resonant here at Axiom, so we're stoked for that. That's the other cool thing we talked about that we put a lot of our focus on was this second Saturday's these events coming up, the first one being this Saturday.
Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
I'm so excited. It's more I've had to just
there's so much happening.
I've had to just release any fears I have of it, and rather than just it's going to be what it's going to be, and it's going to take probably a few of them to really, you know, to adjust yeah. And to.
I think this first one's going to be off the hook, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, between the pop-up restaurants and the art, the live music yeah, and the galleries, and yeah,
there's plenty to do. There's singer-songwriters showcase, so it's yeah. like six different singer-songwriters are going to be yeah. performing.
Oh man, yeah. It's almost like a mini festival, singer-songwriter festival.
Yeah, yeah. Which is that's the goal. That's what we're getting at. There's a mural commissioning at the Performing Arts Center. There's going to be a tribal dance over there.
Nice.
There's a bunch of different craft and art vendors. Dennis Cooley will have a booth for his novels.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be taking orders for chapter 3 or volume 3. You know what I mean? He's got yeah. two out, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, so. It's Dennis, if you're listening, man, pre-sell so. volume 3 this Saturday.
So the, I think this event's going to be a special. I think we're going to look back on the start of Second Saturdays and see that that's where something special began in this community of. It's going to grow something here, I think. So, some especially awareness to the rest of the city, the rest of the valley, and it's really going to hopefully highlight the arts and kind of create space for that on this side of town. So,
that's awesome. Yeah. So, I'm trying to think what else like that. I'm just like really pumped on. One of the things that surprised me the last few weeks, I've shared the story with you, Micah, but had some guys come in just like kind of like unexpectedly and like crash palace, if you will. And they were just like, hey, man, we feel like God's like telling us to come in here and hang out. What do you think? And it was like super vague. I was like, I don't know. You got to tell me more about it. And so they start sharing a little bit about what's been happening in their lives. And they start, you know, showing me some of the photos and videos of just how they've birthed this like worship experience out of their home. And, you know, there's like 40, 50, 60, these college age kids cramming in the house. And so they're like, can we like maybe use your space? Cause we've run out of room. I was like, yes, let's do it. And George and I went last Wednesday, and there's 170 some college age students here worshiping, like worshiping, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it was super, oh man, I don't even know. It was just really encouraged how like raw and sort of unfiltered and just, you know,
kind of refreshing probably.
Yeah. And it, you know, it was a bit of a throwback too in a yeah. good way. And,
to make you feel old.
Totally made me feel old, man.
We're the old guys now, by the way.
Super old.
Isn't that weird?
And the worst part about it was there was one other dude that was there old, and he was like wearing the same color t-shirt as me with the same pants. I was like, dang, man, we are so not as cool as we think we are right now. No, it was a great experience. Hats off to Jarrett and Matt and all the other guys that are a part of that. You know, they crammed in. They fit. You know, we start getting like 130 adults in here, and they start kind of getting upset. But there was room for more students with 170 of them just crammed in. So next Wednesday they're going to keep doing it. They're going to keep coming back. And
so what's it called?
It's called Ankle Deep. It's every other Wednesday. It's for college students, and it's just worship. So if that's you, come hang out. No expectations. Grab some coffee if you want in advance. But super excited to be walking with those guys. Met with them again today, and just as a church, just embrace them, bless them. I think that's kind of the opportunity there. So
yeah, like I obviously don't know too much about it, but I like that we're making room for it, and that's what that was the dream for our. For our building anyways. It's like, if why even have this thing if we can't use it for stuff like that?
It's so funny. It's even today, somebody was using our office space. They like rented it out, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'd forgotten, and I like walked in. I was like, hey, can I help you?
Oh, God.
Like, I was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Yes, this is just here to check in on you, you know, make sure everything's good. So I was like, oh, man, Gavin's squashing
poor
the dream.
Mandy sent us like a million emails letting us know.
Yeah.
Gavin still just storms in.
For all your venue needs, check in with Mandy. But, hey, beyond that, real quick, you know, Axiom and Friends, like, if you aren't hearing about it, like, you're going to. What stuff that's happened down here in Peoria is just really robust. Beautiful. Some of the opportunities we've had with some of the neighbors in the last two weeks, just for prayer and support, even super awesome. There's a new family that just moved in. We've been able to already wrap our arms around them, bless them, help them out with some job stuff, and so just be encouraged. Like, keep taking risks on Jesus. Keep your eyes set on Him. And where there's tension and where there's pain, let that cultivate margin for compassion and love and even self-love. Like, go easy, take a break today and enjoy being you. It's a good place to be in the kingdom of Jesus, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think that's kind of the heart of this whole series we're in, right? Of just, there's hope for all things.
Hope for everything. Yeah. It really is. Which is like, as ugly and as bad as it gets, it can be that much better, you know, just as good and just as great. And the restoration is that much more significant. So I'm excited this weekend. Join us. We're going to be at it again. Yep. So cool. Otherwise, see you guys Saturday at, 4:30, right?
4:30.
Oh, man.
We'll be there.
I can't wait. I'm thinking there's going to be some pretty tasty food out there.
I'm thinking so.
So come hungry.
All right.
All right. Hey, otherwise, if you guys have questions, comments, thoughts, or you want to hear some topics or whatever it is, we want to continue to engage this. We have some new voices coming in soon, which I'm really excited about. Yeah. Some of you guys. Also, if you're part of the community and you love to write and like that's your thing, feel free to hit us up on that too. We're kind of wanting to spark some of that.
Yep. Yep. If you're interested in contributing towards our blog or towards even on our Sunday experience, where we really are desperate for more voices to be involved with scripture readings and different invitations throughout the service.
And prayer, that's another one. I just met with George and Christina on that, and man, they've got a really beautiful picture that they've already of just kind of what could be in some of the way. I'm just really excited about it. So there's so much space, guys, to do you together with one another. So. Good times. Later. Maybe there's no end to mercy. An endless fountain of grace, overflowing like a river.